All right, down-home humor is a big part of country music's tradition, even though it's less popular now. Julie Height noticed that a new album from the band Hot Country Nights is a time capsule of inside jokes about the sounds, styles, and personas of 90s country. Here's Julie.
A few years ago, a band started opening for country star Dierks Bentley with none of the professionalism you'd expect from an outfit performing in arenas. Hot Country Nights seemed like they'd been plucked straight out of some country line dance bar in 1992. On the phone, frontman Douglas Doug Douglason brags about their weekly restaurant gig 45 minutes outside of Nashville.
We've sold the most wings ever on a Tuesday night in the entire county, just because people love seeing us eating wings at the same time.
And there's a lot to see, including Douglas in snug, hiked-up jeans, wraparound sunglasses, and mullet hairstyle.
It's a lot of hip thrusts and spinning around on stage, and roses get handed out, babies get held. Sometimes those babies are ours.
For a band that's supposedly been at it for 3 decades, the Knights have little to show for it, besides big egos and a small following. But they finally released a debut album titled The K Is Silent.
Yeah, you shuffle to the left, you shuffle to the right. Put your hands in your pants and you hike them up high. No matter what you're packing under that belt buckle, everybody do the moose knuckle shuffle.
Douglason is reluctant to admit that Dierks Bentley had anything to do with the project.
90s country's hot right now. Everyone's trying to find the source like they always do. They found us, and they're trying to ride the mullet to success. And I think Dierks Bentley's probably having a little downturn in his career, and he sees how hot the Hot Country Nights are. So, yeah, we let him come in the studio, pretend like he's producing.
Then Douglason hands the phone over.
Dierks Bentley! Yeah, she wants to talk to you.
And Bentley gives the other side of the story.
Thanks, Doug.
He says he opened for the Knights back when he was a newbie.
This was my chance to kind of give back to them, help these guys out, finally get a chance to be heard by more than just the 200 people that go see them every night down there at Teasers. So it was like, kind of like a good deed for me to do this, I think.
As you can hear, Bentley and Douglason share the same brisk speech pattern because they are, in fact, the same person. Bentley's best known for racking up more than 24 sturdy modern country hits, like this one.
You see this here flat top guitars, had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on.
It might seem a little unusual for a star at his level to go to the trouble of suiting up for an extra set every night.
We have these like huge road cases, and all they carry is like the clothes for this whole gig.
Country music historian and curator Brenda Colliday says there's a rich tradition of country performers creating comedic characters that exaggerated stereotypes.
You had that same kind of alter ego with Ferlin Husky, who may have been the first country performer with a major record label deal, who also got a major record label deal for his alter ego, Simon Crum.
More and more every day, I hear more people say, country music, that's the kind for me.
Husky and Crum were even signed to the same label that Bentley and the Knights are now. Bentley is a bit of a country history buff and a 15-year Grand Ole Opry member. And Bentley and his collaborators care about getting it right, even when they're delivering a musical punchline.
Now I'm out here chasing what I've got to find. I sure hate to leave her behind. It ain't my fault. It's that asphalt.
Historian Brenda Colliday says fond country parodies have always gone over best.
It works when you can tell that it's really done with a sense of affection and appreciation for what they've decided to send up in parody.
Hot Country Nights were preparing to headline their own tour when the concert season was postponed. They'd worked on their repertoire, their looks, their aerobic choreography.
The Dolly Parton quote, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. There's a lot of work that goes into looking that dumb on stage and a lot of time rehearsed to come across as the idiots that we do.
And a willingness to not take themselves too seriously. For NPR News, I'm Julie Hite in Nashville.